You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course. And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is the most dramatic podcast ever, an iHeartRadio podcast. O.J. Simpson died of cancer. It was breaking news on this Thursday that the once famed football star from USC and NFL, and then turned football commentator, commercial, then obviously alleged double murderer. That he was tried and acquitted, very controversially. But we all...
God, it's hard to... I'm listening to you say this, and it's hard to sum up O.J. Simpson, isn't it? I mean, and I don't mean in a way of like...
That was a good nutshell.
No, I think you crushed it. It's just, I'm seeing, you know, the headlines are like, what headlines media are choosing to put out or not, or being like supported or criticized. I mean, not that that's anything new, but, you know, I saw it was like O.J. Simpson, former NFL player who was acquitted of double murder, dies. Like, it, you know, you gotta address, I mean, it all. A complicated legacy. And yeah,
factually, you have to say he was acquitted. It was, you know, obviously the trial of the century. And, you know, I don't know if you have seen.
So what do you remember about it? Because I don't remember. I mean, it was what, 96? I was a kid. I was like 8, 9 years old, maybe.
I was working in news.
And so what do you remember?
I remember where I was for the infamous Bronco chase. I was in Oklahoma City at the time. I was not out in LA yet. And I remember I was at Bricktown Brewing Company. I was having dinner that night. And I remember that obviously everything started quickly because we didn't have social media. So your phone's not pinging, but quickly all the networks started clicking over to the chase.
And so you watched the Bronco chase live on TV. It was aired.
All of a sudden, sound up, restaurant deathly quiet. And we were just watching this for hours. Just, this is crazy. This is the craziest thing we had ever seen. It captured the nation. It was just watching this white Bronco go down the highways of Southern California. And by now people had figured out where it was going. And there's people on the overpasses waving, and you're just like, what is this? And how is this hero? Because that's what OJ was. He was a cult hero. He was a football star in America. And at the time, that was as big as you could get. You might as well have been Robert De Niro, or, you know, some big movie star. That was, you know, he was that, man. He was a movie star. He was a commentator. He was a football hero. He was all those things.
If you were to put it into today, like, who would be some of the names who, like, that's the level of fame and what people aspired to before the murder case?
That's a good question. Who has crossed over to be that big?
So he was huge.
Yeah. Because, I mean, he was Heisman Trophy, and he won, you know, he was a stud in college, but then he was a Hall of Famer in the pros, and he was someone who made it to that level. But then he made that leap to actor. He was in movies. He was in the Naked Gun movies. He was a pitch man, the likes of which you know, Peyton Manning, maybe, that we see. Wow. He was doing all the commercials for Hertz rental cars, where he was running through the airport. And so he could pitch everything. He was a commentator on Monday Night Football and you name it. So the guy was just untouchable and was making millions of dollars. And then he allegedly killed two people in cold blood.
I mean, there people are weighing in today, by the way, people who were intimate.
The Caitlyn Jenner thing was very interesting, where she came out and was like, good riddance.
Was it that interesting? It didn't really surprise me.
Well, I mean.
But Caitlyn Jenner, remember, when Caitlyn was Bruce Jenner, married to Kris Jenner, and Kris Jenner's best friend was Nicole Brown Simpson. Right. And Kris Jenner's husband, Rob Kardashian. I mean, I can't even imagine the dynamics of that moment. Kris Jenner's best friend was the woman who was murdered, but they were like couple friends. So her husband, Rob, is part of OJ's defense team, Rob Kardashian, the attorney. I mean, I think Caitlyn Jenner, maybe what's interesting about it is Caitlyn Jenner indicating obviously how Kris felt that OJ was the guilty party here, because Caitlyn Jenner's tweet was, good riddance, OJ Simpson. You don't see anybody mourning the loss very strongly today.
Because I think if you polled America, those that were kind of into all of that when it happened, I think 99.9% would say he's guilty and that he got away with murder. And that's just conventional wisdom. And that's, I would bet on that. I was hosting The View for a week, and I did one particular show with Kris Jenner, and she was on, and I sat with her and Barbara Walters, and I ran a panel with Barbara and Kris on just that, the murder and the trial. And I would love to go back and watch this now, considering OJ's died, but she was saying she walked in one day when OJ was suicidal in her house and talked him out of it. And Robert Kardashian was there. So just fascinating history. I would love to sit down and talk more with her now. And here's my other question. Did OJ leave a note? Did he leave a note in a vault, safety deposit box?
Oh, you mean that he's went just now that he's died?
To come clean. Now that he's died, you know, because I was texting some of my friends this morning of like, I guess we'll never know. I mean, I think we know, but I guess we'll never really know. But do you think he will in the afterlife?
No, because I don't think he's that good of a person. And I don't know him, obviously. Yeah,
I never met him either, by the way.
Every interview I've ever seen with him, he comes across very egotistical.
Yeah.
And I think Caitlyn Jenner actually had said in her memoir, he was the most narcissistic person she'd ever seen in the world of sports. Mm-hmm. And Caitlyn Jenner said, quote, I believe he got away with two savage murders. I don't think when you're that egocentric, you do the right thing in the end and come clean. No,
I know you were young, but like you've watched a lot of the stuff. And
you know what I watched, which was there's so many interview clips out there. You almost can't even, like you said, stuff like you doing that View panel that I don't even know where all the footage is, because in social media, if it had been posted, it would live on. But I watched the American Crime Story scripted show, which was kind of me realizing what it was all really like. And I think that was the best version of American Crime Story that Ryan Murphy's done. That was such a great show with like David Schwimmer. That put in perspective for me kind of, oh, here's what it was like. I mean, so fascinating. I think that trial also is memorialized for all of us because of like it being the first time people really talked about DNA and the kind of infamous part of how like they had to explain to the jury what DNA was, and people didn't really understand it at the time. And maybe that was part of the reason that he wasn't convicted. And the celebrity of it, the fact that it was like the first trial that was like broadcast 24/7 everywhere.
Judge Ito. I mean, to this day, you know the characters, you know their names.
Yeah, I did it when the American Crime Story came out, and I went and did a sit down interview with the second like chair prosecuting attorney, because he'd since like written books about it. And what was sort of sad about that situation is it's such a defining trial for him, right? I mean, he was a lawyer who just kind of got and it becomes this thing that's with you for your life. That's kind of my like worst fear sometimes. I can't believe I'm saying this out loud, but like that something would be so intense that it would define and affect the rest of your life in a way that's out of your control. And you know, sometimes I really truly think, well, I mean, like my dad died and that was out of my control and that affected me. So, you know, you can survive things, but those experiences, like that makes or breaks you as a person, is how do you move forward?
And there's two scenarios, one where you have kind of done it to yourself and you're paying the price, and another when it's done to you or it happens around you.
Right.
Like I think of like a Pete Rose, for example, who gambled on baseball and has been banned for life. And like that one incident clouded everything that ever happened after that. And he was one of the greatest baseball players of all time. And now he's not in the Hall of Fame and he's not in, you know, those types of things that define you forever. And that OJ umbrella definitely covered not
so
just
many
his
people.
Life, so many lives.
Boy, and
so
the people who were murdered horribly. And yeah,
I mean the house boy.
Oh, I know. Right. And all these minor characters in it
Kato,
too.
Kato mm-hmm. Kaelin.
Yes.
I mean, just all these names are coming back to me. It's like, these were household names and it really did define these people for the rest of their lives. I mean, I remember Kato was doing reality TV for a while because it's like, what do you do now? Marcia Clark was the big attorney that you're talking about.
And you know what? I don't think that, I'm not sure that something has that capability today. It's very hard to get the entire eyes of the nation today right. for anything, really. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think, like, okay, the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial, that's probably the biggest celebrity trial that happened so yeah. recently. And definitely a lot of people were watching that. And like, I kind of remember like Depp's attorney, but I don't remember like, and that is much more recent and right. I was watching it, but I don't remember the judge. I don't really remember Amber's attorney. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think that—
like a Michael Jackson dying.
I'm saying, I'm saying it's hard to capture everybody's attention right. for a long time in an unforgettable way on that level
yeah.
today.
And this thing, maybe it's also because, yeah, I agree. The timing, social media today, I think we would find a way, because that's what our media does now. We would find a way to divide the nation over this. And I can't say it unified us, but it definitely brought us all together. We were just watching it unfold. Whereas now we would all be taking sides and saying what we want on social media and getting after each other. And it would be divisive, that's kind of the way things go now. You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
All right, on to a little bit of a lighter headline, the return of Melrose Place. But by the way, lighter, but also back to the 90s. Yeah. So Melrose Place is coming back in a reboot. This is another one I don't remember. Melrose Place. I got to be honest. My instant reaction to this was like, I don't know if this is going to do well. I thought we were past the reboots. Like, remember, there's just been so many and they've not all hit. Like, Murphy Brown got rebooted. I didn't see an episode of it. Does anybody remember it? Like, the Will and Grace reboot did pretty well. The Sex and the City reboot has done well, but been very panned. Are people going to watch a Melrose Place reboot? Maybe I'm underestimating how big it was.
Here's why they're not. The audience that you're hoping to capture, they are now in their 50s and 60s. Because it was kind of my generation, right? It kind of came off of 90210. Then we had Melrose Place. So you're talking about the Heather Locklears and Andrew Shue.
By the way, Heather Locklear, Laura Layton, and Daphne Zuniga are all set to return. The only name I know there is Heather Locklear, but go on.
Daphne Zuniga was the other blonde.
Okay.
It's one of those things, and I don't want to be poo-poo on this, but it's like, who asked for this?
I don't know.
Who is clamoring for this? I don't think it's a vehicle that 50 and 60 year old people are dying to get back.
Because the whole thing
on.
Was about like sexy drama in Melrose Place, right? And I'm not saying these people aren't sexy now. I'm just saying, like, much like how Sex and the City came back, and the creators kept saying it's a different show. They're not in their 30s looking for love anymore. And I think that's why people have struggled a little bit with the new version, because they loved what Sex and the City was.
Right.
And
you can't recapture that.
Well, right. And that's the question is like, how do you do it? Do you do it in the right way? I think for sure the new Sex and the City damaged the legacy of the original Sex and the City a little bit. And it has done kind of well. It's not that it's bombed. They're on like season 3 now, but it's certainly been panned. And to me, when I read this headline, Melrose Place reboot is in the works, what I read there is executives operating from a place of fear. It continues to blow my mind about our industry. Barbie, new original idea. Maybe part of the problem is that executives see it as some kind of reboot, but it wasn't. It's just they used the idea of the doll, right? Barbie. But new original idea crushed it at the box office. Oppenheimer. Okay, yes, it was based on a true story, but like it was a new thing. There wasn't any old Oppenheimer they were redoing. So I don't know why they don't learn from these great new shows and continue to like turn to new voices and new ideas and make new things. They are all operating from this base of fear that they've just got to just go with what was a hit because the industry is in such trouble.
Well,
I don't get it.
I totally agree. And who knows how this stuff gets done in our industry. And that's, you know, we'll never know the real story if it's a friend of a friend or someone, but more than likely there is an unbelievably uncreative executive who, as you said, is working out of fear and thought this will pass. I can get this through the meeting tomorrow. Just look at the success of television. What is huge? The Bear, completely original.
Mm-hmm.
Shogun is on right now.
Oh, we're obsessed with Shogun.
Unbelievably obsessed and incredible.
If you're not watching, it's so good.
Yellowstone And you can say the timing of Yellowstone, it was very much helped by COVID, and that's very true. But still, think of this, think of the recent successes that people have been obsessed with. Squid Game, all these, like, these are original ideas that people took a chance on and they have hit. Ted Lasso, original idea that was a massive success. So tell me the last reboot that crushed. And it's funny that these executives think it's safe when actually it's a disaster. It's quicksand. Executive after executive has gone back into the well. The proof is in the pudding.
Yeah.
Creativity is winning. That's what everybody's obsessed with. And I know it's hard out there. I know it's hard to find that Ted Lasso. They don't just grow on trees. You got to work for them. And you have to throw a lot of pasta against the wall before something sticks. But man, it pays off when you go for the creative outlet, because those are the home runs. What will not be a home run is Melrose 2.0.
I mean,
it won't.
And I think that they continue to make the mistake. And it's like the writer of that movie American Fiction said at the Oscars this year. He said, I just wish, you know, instead of making one $200 million movie, can you make 20 $10 million movies? And it's true. Like, look at Anyone But You, the rom-com with Sydney Sweeney and Glenn Powell. New idea. They just went back to the rom-com genre, but that wasn't based on anything. It wasn't a sequel or I guess it was loosely based on Much Ado About Nothing. But like that a cheaply made movie that absolutely dominated at the box office and made so much money. And I just wish that, again, I think these executives are operating from a place of fear and they end up spending a ton of money on something that did well 20 years ago. And I will say, at the end of the day, for me, it's just also about quality. I could be wrong, because if this is done incredibly well, if the writing is insanely good, if the acting is good, if it's just great storytelling, well, then I'm wrong and it could
do
well.
But that's not what Melrose was. It never was. Yeah. And I'm not, you know, crapping on the old Melrose. It was campy. That's the point, is it was campy in the beginning. And it was this drama with these sexy people living around a pool in this one make-believe apartment complex. And the drama ensues. And so it was never like this really deep, it wasn't West Wing-esque, where, you know, you had these unbelievable writers creating, you know, Aaron Sorkin. But the other thing is, I do think we need to differentiate the movie business versus TV. In the movie world, sequels work. Top Gun Maverick, you know, the sequels work. I don't think they work as well in TV, because I think once you've exhausted that idea, you know, Ted Lasso 2, you either keep Ted Lasso going or it's done. And so I think, you know, that those two industries are pretty different. You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds.
make mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day
with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
One more headline in the movie and TV world. Yes. Meghan Markle, the Duchess of Sussex Prince Harry, launching two new nonfiction series at Netflix featuring, and Chris hasn't heard this, I'm just breaking the news to him right now, featuring cooking, gardening, and professional polo.
Oh my God.
Now, as I sit here and having just said, please no more reboots, I will say what seems like a layup to me is new episodes of the show Suits. That show has crushed in the rewatch on Netflix. And maybe I should note, no one's rewatching and binging Melrose Place, okay?
Right.
If Netflix did more Suits right now, that feels smart to me because it's like the number one show on Netflix. People have rediscovered that show. It's not that old. All the cast members are still around and I think ready and available. Give us more Suits. Instead, I don't know why.
You know what we don't need? Meghan Markle gardening.
The first series will see the Duchess, exactly what you said, otherwise known as Meghan Markle, celebrating the joys of cooking, gardening, entertaining, and friendship.
This is, as the kids would say, this is so cringe. Did they have an overall deal that they had to like get stuff on the air?
They definitely did because they did the docuseries. Okay. So they did an overall deal with Netflix. They did a deal with Spotify.
Okay, so in all seriousness, maybe Netflix had to put something
on
the
air. Well, they've got to do something.
As a promise. And they can't just like, maybe they had to promise something else. Yeah. You know what I mean? Some of these deals are you can produce or we will take, you know, first look deals. There are other things where we will put a show on the air with you on it. That is really the only explanation because no one in their right mind is going to put this on television.
Well, she's definitely trying to kind of go the Gwyneth Paltrow goop route because she's like launching this new lifestyle brand, which she announced to much response of like whether it was smart or totally insensitive. But she like announced it when all the Kate Middleton stuff was happening. And Meghan, You've got a hit on your hands with Suits. I hope that's in the works. Yeah. Give us more Suits. Get back to acting. Wow. The second series.
Oh, good. There's more.
Well, remember I mentioned polo. And yes. I'll tell you right now. Don't listen. I'm breaking the news to you. Hold your opinions.
Hold my applause.
The second series follows the world of professional polo.
Okay.
Shot primarily at the U.S. Open Polo Championship. The series will explore the world of the sport, which is known for its aesthetic and social scene. I'm thinking of that scene in Pretty Woman. It will pull the curtain back on the grit and passion of the sport. Now, this could be, if it's done right, I might be in. If this is fault, there's a lot of money in polo, a lot of fashion, a lot of like, you know, sort of old world rules and like, and social climbing. If this is like a drama-y reality show about the world of polo, I might be interested.
I 100% agree.
Okay.
This has the But here's how it won't.
But I don't know. I don't think it's, it doesn't sound like it's going to involve Harry and Meghan.
It would be amazing if this was a gritty pull back the curtain.
Like Vanderpump Polo.
Oh, 100. This is the Hamptons on steroids. I mean, the world of polo, a professional polo, I can only imagine the amount of money and the people who are involved. If you really want to expose this, it would be incredible. My guess, if Meghan is involved, it won't be that. It will be kind of a glorified look at the world of polo. And so my hope is here. My expectations are down here. But you're right. It could be a great expose, but it won't be.
I mean, the thing is, they've had mixed success at Netflix. The docuseries did well. But then they also, I'm reading this from this article in Deadline, which broke the news. The pair have also made for Netflix Live to Lead, an interview series featuring the likes of Gloria Steinem. I don't remember that. And Harry's Heart of Invictus documentary series launched last year, which he does do great work, mm-hmm. great charity work with that. But I didn't watch it. And I don't remember people talking about it. So we'll see. Mixed results at Netflix. And look, I'm not panning them. You and I are in the production world. It's tough out there right now. It's not but easy. But like Harry and Meghan, certainly from Harry's fame and growing up in the spotlight, were certainly handed a lot of incredible deals at Netflix, at Spotify, which they didn't really have like the professional experience to back up. Right. I'm just being honest. Like, and I think that's why like Netflix or Meghan's podcast didn't really work that well. She had never done anything like that before. And Harry and her had are very new to the world of production. So they've got incredible opportunity on their hands. I hope that for these new projects, they have the teams and the people and that they listen to those people to like make good content, because I am behind content doing well. It benefits us all when people succeed and when shows succeed and movies succeed. But right now, I feel like they've done very little, even though they've been handed a lot of opportunity.
I agree. I concur with all of that. It is virtually impossible to get a television show, an idea sold, made, and on the air. It always has been difficult. It's always been a monumental task. But today in this environment, it's even harder. And look, I don't begrudge them for using their connections to get this done. That's also how
use
the industry,
what you got.
Yeah, that's how the industry works. But to this point, nothing has borne fruit other than obviously the original thing where we wanted to hear them speak. Other than that, nothing creative has really come out of it that's been successful. So, and I know Netflix has kind of, they'll either, so far they've been an albatross around Netflix's neck. We'll see if it changes. With these ideas, I'm not sure it will, but I wish them well.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us here today. And speaking of, as Chris and I sit here and talk about production, I know we've heard so much from all of you, like, when are you going to see our shows air on Merit? We are in the works on all of them. Yes. We are hiring for them. We are working on casting for things coming up here soon. So we will, of course, keep you posted on everything. And we are so excited. And you know, we're starting slow. We just want to do 1 to 2 shows, which we've announced, and do those well.
And that's what we're doing. Meetings are going well. Everything's progressing. We are excited and we'll let you know. And again, go to meritstreetmedia.com. You can download the free app for our friends in Canada who have been asking. See, now you're feeling it more and more. You're getting this because I see people reaching out to you.
From the wonderful Canadians.
The app is up in
Merit
Canada.
Merit Plus. It is a free app.
So you can download it. Canada, you can watch. I am starting to appear on the Dr. Phil show from time to time, Dr. Phil Primetime. That is 7 to 8 Central Time every night. So check out those. And in the meantime, download the app. And we appreciate you and we will keep you updated. And we will talk to you again next time because we have a lot more to talk about. Thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram at the most dramatic pod ever. And make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars. I'll talk to you next time. You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.